Hey loves, I'm Deandra, your fellow blogger and podcast host, talking all things lifestyle, giving you all of the real and everything in between, while also leaving you with some motivation at the end. So put on your crown, fill up your favorite cup, and enjoy, because you're tuned in to the Black Princess Diaries podcast. Hello, loves, and happy Sunday. Welcome back to another episode of the Black Princess Diaries podcast. How are you doing today? You know I was going to ask. I hope you're doing well today. I hope that your Sunday is going well and your weekend has been going well and that you have been having some fun because it is the weekend, but you're also resting and just preparing for the week ahead. We are almost at the end of the year. Honestly, I would say we are at the end of the year because there's only a few weeks left, which is crazy. And like I said last week, we only have a few episodes of the season left. It is insane. And you know, I was thinking about, when am I going to end the season? Obviously, I'm going to end it this month because your girl has to have a little bit of a break. But I was debating, because normally I end my episodes before Christmas, but I did see that literally the last day, New Year's Eve, is on a Sunday. And so I don't know, I thought, well, what better way to end the season than literally end it on the very last day of 2023? And so even though I'm pretty much dead set on the decision I'm going to make, I decided to try out the polls option that I have. And I've never used this option before, but you know, why not? Even though I am dead set on what I think I want to do, I thought, why not try out the polls option? So I did put a poll to ask you guys if I should end it on Christmas Eve or on New Year's Eve. So I do have that there. I'm not sure if everyone can see the poll, but if you can see the poll, you know, go ahead and answer. I would love to get a little bit of interaction because, you know, I would love to interact more with you guys and everything. And it's like, I can't see you or anything. So, you know, a little bit of interaction doesn't hurt. So if you do see the poll, just, you know, click and see which one you would prefer, just so I can see kind of what you guys are thinking. Even though I know if you really do love my episodes, you're probably like, I don't want you to end ever. But your girl does need a little bit of a break, just a smidge, you know. I have to get my break time into. Everyone needs their break time, including me. So if you do see it, then go ahead and answer that for me. So we are coming to a close in the year, and it's important to clear things out and refresh and restart. You know, at the end of every year, I love to do a deep clean. I actually do two deep cleans in the year. One is for like summer, spring cleaning, and the other is for the new year. And I love to do that before the new year starts because, you know, you just want to start fresh and just get fresh vibes and get all the old stuff out and get all the old clutter out and things you don't need anymore, don't use anymore, things that may even carry some heavy weight on them that you just need to release. All of that, it's good to start fresh and clear that out. And as much as I hate deep cleaning, I really do, I will never understand how some people like enjoy that, you know, and actually enjoy cleaning and find it therapeutic. The process for me is just so much. However, the after feeling is amazing and I just feel so fresh and new every time. So I love to do that before the new year. And what made me also think about this is last month, I know you're probably like, last month, but yes, last month was actually National Unfriend Day. And I know when you hear about Unfriend Day, you're like, obviously unfriend the people like in your life, physically in your life. But this was actually more so talking about people online, like all of your friends, all the people you follow online. It was actually regarding that. And so I actually did a blog post about this. So if you are an avid reader of my blog post, which, speaking of, I don't believe I actually said anything about this, but I'm actually doing Blogmas. And so that means I'm posting every day, except this year I'm not posting on the weekends because I do need a little break. I have done it where I post every single day up to Christmas. But this time I'm giving myself a little break and I won't be posting on the weekends, but it's where you essentially post every single day up until Christmas Day. So I am doing Blogmas. So if you would like to read and you love holiday and seasonal posts, then go ahead and give that a read on my blog. I should have the website in the description for you to read if you would like to. But yes, so I did do a blog post about it, but I also want to talk about it because we need to, you know, refresh and we need to clear out everything, including things on our social media. However, I also would like to add that if you do have people in your life that aren't serving you a purpose and aren't, you know, adding to your life, you should also think about clearing out some of your actual physical friends as well, because we don't need to take any negativity, any drama, anyone that's not fulfilling a purpose, anyone that's giving you a headache constantly, all that. We do not need to deal with that. We do not need to constantly drag that with us. They are anchors that we do not need to carry any longer. So I would also heavily, you know, just take a time to reflect and think about the people in your life, and if you actually have to cut those people off as well. But again, cutting people off or clearing out your friends list is actually really important. And it's because you are going through so many different stages in your life. And I can go to Facebook specifically because I've had my Facebook ever since, I don't know, maybe high school. And since then, I've gone through so many different stages in my life. I've gone through, you know, so many different moments. I like different things than I did then. I accept or don't accept things now that I did accept or didn't accept then. I am different essentially than I was then. And so the people who I follow, if there are people who I've probably followed since high school, but some of those people, just like some of the people in your actual in real life, don't serve a purpose any longer. Some of those people who you follow or are friends with on social media no longer serve a purpose as well. There are some people who, you know, maybe they posted one way, but now they post completely different and they have switched up. They might post things that you do not want to see. Maybe you used to want to see, but now you're a different person. Or maybe they just never posted that way, but now they're posting kind of crazy, you know, and you don't want to see that. There are people who have been idle and have been on there and they're just taking up space. And there are people who, you know, maybe don't even just go online anymore, period. And it's like, you need to clear that out. And it's because you may think it's not that important. However, you need to clear that out to make room for people who do serve a purpose. And you might think it's not that serious, it's just the internet, whatever. But, you know, I'm not sure about other social medias, but typically there is a limit on how many people you can be friends with. And though I have seen it, but it's crazy how many people have on their friends list. But think about it, it's like you could have like 500 friends or whatever as your limit, yet you're close or at your limit. And it's like, how many people are really serving that purpose? You know, I remember I was going to follow someone, but they had 500 people and I couldn't even follow them. And it's like, you have people who you need to add that are actually serving a purpose in your life now, that's actually there for a reason. And they can't even quote unquote get in because you're leaving all this wasted space. You have people there who you don't even interact with, who you don't, you know, like their posts, who you don't talk to, who you haven't seen probably since you were a child or whatever. Like, you know what I mean? And it's like, you're letting space be wasted. And again, I know it doesn't seem that important, but at the same time, it also kind of is in a way, because you're clearing out the old so you can put in the new. And because there are so many social media accounts, there's Facebook, there's Twitter, there's Instagram, there are so many, it's hard to even keep up. So there are a few tips to help you, because though maybe you could do it in a day, but that's a lot, especially if you follow a lot of people, that is a lot. And one way to do it is to take your time clearing people out. Don't feel like you have to do it all in a day. Don't feel like you need to rush because, oh my God, I need to clear all these people out. It's almost 2024. I want to make sure that everything is clear and I'm really starting fresh. You don't have to do that. It's okay. It's okay if you're still clearing people out in 2024. It's fine. And that goes for people in your physical life too. It's okay. Just plan days to do it. Make a goal maybe of how many people you want to unfriend each day. And for some people, it might be harder to unfriend than others. Just give yourself time. Maybe even think of the pros and cons of having them as a friend on there. You know, there are some people who you might have this, I don't know, connection with, but you don't know why. Like, they have a hold on you, but you don't know why. Some of those people you need to let go. And remember to give yourself grace, because with those people, it could be really hard. And maybe this time you can't unfriend them. You just can't get yourself to do it. But you never know. Maybe next time will be the time. You just never know. And so it's important to give yourself time. It's important to give yourself grace and just realize that this is something you need to do for you. And again, I know it doesn't seem as serious for some, but honestly, this is just like a refresh. I love to do refreshes and everything for my digital content as well. And this is one of them, to just clear things out, because you never realize how freeing it is until you do it. And so it's time to unfriend some people. It's time to clear those out. It's time to start fresh. It's time to start new. And again, this doesn't just have to apply with online and social media. This also applies in your real life. It's time to start clearing things out. We're almost into 2024. And though, again, this is real life, right? Just because you clear something out, exit it out, you know, whatever, that doesn't mean that every issue, every person can be just suddenly cleared out and they don't go into 2024 with you. There's some things that are going to still go into 2024 with you. But at the end of the day, the things that you can clear out, the people that you are able to finally cut ties with fully, you should do that, and you should start fresh, because you will feel so good, feel brand new, and feel like a weight is lifted. And yes, even with online and just clearing off people on social media. But that is all for today, you guys. Again, I hope you're having a happy Sunday. I hope that you are staying warm. I hope that you are enjoying all the holiday season goodness, and I hope that you are staying safe as always, and I will talk to you all next time.
Thanks, love, for tuning in. Be sure to give us a rating and your feedback. We love to hear your thoughts. Are you following us on social media? Check us out on Instagram at TDPDPodcast and be a part of the fun. You can also check our website in the description, where you can read blog posts, check out other links, and even listen to more podcast episodes. Until next time.